Hello, Audio Boom. It's February the 8th, and it's around 4-ish, nearly.
4:15, something like that.
In the evening, afternoon. Pick a time. And we're sitting on a bench on the edge of the Thames in Richmond, and we thought we'd go for a walk, as it's a chilly but bright day, and it's very lovely. There's plenty of people around taking advantage of the sunshine. Joggers and walkers and cyclists and dogs and dog walkers. And
I wonder if we're still in Richmond or if we're not anymore. I don't know.
But yeah, it's not warm, but the sun's out, so we thought we'd go for a stroll. It's been lovely. It's been a lovely romantic stroll down the river. And in the summer, we'll walk further and find new, quieter countryside greenery. So, just wanted to really boom about my trauma.
Yes, it was a bit traumatic.
We both, especially me, fancied a Sunday lunch. So, we went to the Raven in Stanford Brook. And, well, we'd been there before for drinks, and Fee's had Thai food, haven't you? Claire?
And you have.
And I have.
And you've had burger as well, haven't you?
Yeah,
you liked that.
It's okay, yeah. But today was, well, it was horrible, really. The food was, well, I'll tell you what mine was like first before Fee tells you about hers. the meat was,
Well, listen.
That's a good laugh.
It's great. Listen, see if she does it again.
Going away.
No.
The meat was, the lamb was kind of grey and chewy and tasteless and nasty. The beef I tried as well was average, to say the least, not a very good cut. And whilst I appreciate it isn't a restaurant, so therefore one wouldn't expect quality, and you can't expect it to be like your mum's cooking either. You do pay your money and you'd expect something half decent, but all it was frozen gunk, warmed up in a microwave, tasteless vegetables, frozen roast potatoes, and it was pretty horrible. And if I wanted to cook a frozen dinner, I would either buy a ready meal from somewhere good, Waitrose, Ocado, Marks, or buy the constituent ingredients and cook it myself. But I thought we'd at least get something relatively home-cooked. But it was appalling, really.
Yeah.
And the waiting as well.
What? Waiting for it?
Yeah.
Yes.
You wouldn't mind it. You know, we had to wait for 40 minutes.
Mm.
And it would be okay if it was fresh, but
I mean, I know I was going to do weights today, but
yeah.
But not that sort.
And Fee ordered a vegetarian dish.
I did. And they only did it with chips. You couldn't have it with potatoes and stuff, which was a bit weird.
I find that really strange. You're a vegetarian, but you can't have vegetables.
And you can't have roast potatoes and yorkshire pudding.
Very strange.
Really weird.
Mental.
Anyway, so we asked if they could do it with the, you know, potatoes and veg and stuff, but and they said they thought they could, but then when it came, it wasn't. So, yeah, weird. And the pie they gave me was all right. Nothing special. I didn't eat that much. The chips were average, not amazing. Yeah.
Yeah, we're peckish. Fee went to church early to rehearse.
Because I was in the choir.
Yeah, for a confirmation thing. I came later.
You enjoyed the singing, didn't you?
After I put on my smiting proof outfit. And
because you're a heathen.
I'm a dirty pagan heathen.
And according to the psalm we did the other week, heathen gods are but idols.
Absolutely.
Oh,
absolutely. So yeah, at the moment, the sun is dipping slowly, shining on the Thames. There's plenty of birds and duckage.
And it's shining on us a bit.
Shining on us a bit. It's a lovely evening, and it's been a lovely walk, and looking forward to the weather getting better for the summer, so we can do it more. So we're going to head off for a coffee soon.
And an ice cream.
And then go home and do some boring stuff like housework.
You're going to show me how to use the weights you bought me too.
Yeah, and the reward for housework will be do some music and stuff, hopefully.
Yay! And we've got Christmas pudding as well.
Still got Christmas pudding to eat. Absolutely, and brandy cream to make.
Yeah.
So there you have it. It's the restaurant, the pub. I feel guilty in a way because lots of our friends go there and like it.
Yeah.
Or whether we're fussy, I don't know. I don't think we are. Anyway.
Well, we both didn't like it.
No, that's true. I wasn't being picky. It's just grim.
It was, yeah.
And the roast parsnips are fine, but when they're
boiled. They're not roast, they're just boiled. It's a bit
school dinnerish.
Yeah.
And microwave-ish.
Yeah.
And not worth the money because it's quite pricey as well.
Yeah, which is alright if it's decent.
If it's decent, quite, but you know.
There were quite a few people there.
There were quite a few people there. Maybe they don't have taste buds, or maybe they're just desperate.
Mm.
Who knows? But no, I didn't think it was much. Imagine, I've been spoiled for some brilliant roast dinners in my life.
Mm.
I've had a few in pubs that are okay. In Sussex mainly, a couple in Worcester. But no, I wouldn't repeat that.
I still have a Thai curry there, and I still have a drink there.
I'd have a drink there because some of our friends don't really go very far. So.
And it is easy to get to, especially if it's raining and stuff.
Yeah, that's true.
You can just get off the tube and it's there.
Yeah, that's true.
But yeah, and I would have a Thai curry. They do quite a nice Thai curry.
It's a Thai chef, it appears to be. So there we are.
But
and the burger was good the other day.
Yeah, but the roast dinner.
Burger was £10.
Yeah, that's crazy, isn't
it? £10. I mean, if they say to you, rare, medium, or well done, and it's a lovely piece of steak mince in a really good burger, then I will pay a tenner. But I had to pay a tenner the other day because we hadn't eaten all day, and that's kind of the only thing I would have eaten on the menu. Mm. So yeah, that's the Ravon. Ravon? Raven. What's the Ravon? It's like a really strange...
Avon.
Avon calling and a raven knocks on the door.
Imagine that.
That's not really a raven noise, though. It's more of a plug.
What?
Gurgling plug. I don't know. Strange. Anyway, insert the raven noise, gentlemen. Gentle folk.
Ladies.
Gentle folk.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's us.
What about the aggressive folk? What should they do instead of...
Anger management.
Oh, okay. And then once they've done that, they can insert
the raven noise.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That sounds fair enough, yeah.
Anyway.
We're nuts, aren't we?
Not at all. We're going to retreat back upriver, downriver.
Don't know.
Well, we're going southwest now.
Yeah.
So we're going to head southwest.
So somebody can tell us which way that is, whether that's up or downriver, because we don't know. Well, I don't.
It's downriver, I think.
Is it?
If we head southwest enough, we might find Devon.
Devon on the Thames.
Maybe not.
Well, yeah. Look, now, which one of us was it that did geography GCSE?
Well, it's a pretty pointless GCSE. Teach me
you
anything.
You actually did it, though. I didn't, because I was rubbish at it.
Taught me nothing whatsoever.
And I still know that you don't get Devon on the Thames.
Utterly pointless, but it's in that direction.
What? The Thames or Devon?
Devon.
Really? Is that like the Ravon?
The Ravon.
With Devon and plug hole noises.
So there we go. In a minute we're going to head off.
Yeah,
southwest.
It's cold now.
Yeah. And we won't get to Devon, I'm sure. But we'll get to the ice cream shop, hopefully.
Yeah, it's a bit cold, really, to go to Devon.
Yeah. Although we plan to go to Devon sometime.
Yeah, but...
Not today.
I'm not going to walk there. Can you imagine that? And walk, like, carrying all our clothes and stuff.
Wow, that'd be immense. Golly, no.
It could be good training for you, maybe.
Yeah, by the time you get there, you'd be knackered.
Yeah, but don't you like that kind of stuff, though?
Yeah, I do. I do in a funny kind of way. But I'll book a hotel and go there by train.
That'd be nice, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Anyway, the sun's still bright.
It's
dipping more.
And it's gone a bit cooler, hasn't it?
It has. My hands are quite chilly now.
I think we'll be warmer when we walk, though.
Yeah, we'll walk in a sec. Yeah.
Okay. Well, shall we say goodbye to the people?
We will. We will.
Who have been lovely and listened to us talking about disgusting meals and general nonsense.
Just wait for those kids to come by, see if they do anything of note.
Okay.